Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from November the 10th, 2025. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ, Dorsey Wright. Friday's performance mixed for the indices we follow on the video, mixed for U.S. equity indexes. We saw small caps in the equal weight close up for the day, while ultimately we did see the NASDAQ 100, NASDAQ composite close down for the day. Emerging markets were also down as well. Crude and gold in positive territory. Though even when we look at those charts, crude oil, we didn't see too much impact after reversing down on 11.6. We also see gold much in the same position on its chart. As far as the S&P 500 goes, we saw that reversal down last week. Friday's action bringing it down to the middle of the trading band there at 66.50. From here, watchman support there at 6,600 to move below 65.50 would return us to a sell signal. And then the Russell 2000 already actually returning to his sell signal with a triple bottom break there at 2420, coming down to test that near term support there at 2400. Currently, we would then look to prior resistance in that lower 2300 as a next level of support before you get down to 2260 there. Then looking to indicator action, did want to mention this weekly distribution for the NYSE, and along with quite a few weekly distributions, this indicator is measuring the percentage of sort of the average percentage of overbought, oversold reading of stocks within the NYSE, roughly 1,800 names, has maintained an oversold reading. So showing us that the average stock has been on the oversold side since really the beginning of October. And we did see a reversal up with Friday's action, but still hanging out in this oversold territory, not quite as oversold as we saw back in April earlier this year, but worth keeping in mind, we continue to hang out with the average stock being on that oversold side. Additionally, sort of making a further indicators that we're monitoring with reversals or higher or reversals down, we're looking at the multiple sell signal for the NYSE, which actually reversed up following Friday's action. This measuring those percentage of, the percentage of stocks that have given consecutive point and figure sell signals on their trend chart. And at the moment, sitting just shy of roughly one out of every four stocks on the NYSE of those roughly 1,800 names has given consecutive sell signals. As this first reversal we've seen since when it moved to a pretty notable high level in April of this year, but had fallen down to match prior low levels we had seen in 23 and 24 there at 18%. Now just seeing it uptick a little bit more here to that mid-20s range with stocks showing sort of follow through to the downside with those consecutive sell signals. Moving on to today's action, Monday.com down big this morning, about 17%, trading in one in the upper 150s, looking like it'll move to levels not seen since late 23. Now, while it beat on most metrics, its Q4 outlook for earnings was a little soft and has obviously spooked investors this morning and sent shares lower. So keep an eye on that this morning if you happen to continue to own or possible short idea, as well as it's broken along long-term support there. Then looking on over to Cisco earnings upcoming on the 12th, that being Wednesday, CSCO 2 for $5 currently, but we did see it rally to 74, marking a multi-year high earlier this month before reversing down last week there at 71. We'll now watch support there in the mid-60s from 67 to 66 there, and then the bullish support line there at 59 for those who may continue to hold. Then looking on to the 13th, that being Thursday, Disney being the notable highlight there. DIS, a 5 for $5, gave a sell signal back in early October, first half of October there at 110, maintained that position for much of this time. Though, when looking at various scales and even sort of the chart here, we see some support right around here in the low 100 level before you get down into the 90s and then even the bullish support line there at 88. So we keep a close eye on those for Disney as well. Again, earnings upcoming on Thursday. We're supposed to see CPI, PPI this week. We'll see how things shake out with the government shutdown and what transpires there, or what news we may see given about that data coming out later. But as always, if you have any questions about a particular position, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their week.